Locker room chats continuing here tonight. We're in the middle of midseason tournaments in high school basketball. We're now talking Troy hoops. Got the girls coach Derek Jasper joining us, brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts as well. Coach, you got a couple of games in late last week. We got the Thunder Classic with semifinals coming up on Thursday, but two really tough games you played at the end of last week, a top-tier team in 1A in Axtell. 51-43, Eagles get the win there, and then Moore Hill Mounts Academy the next night, Friday, 33-31, Ravens get the win. You bounce back with the Marysville win, we'll talk about it in a moment, but Axtell and Moore Hill, kind of two key tune-up games before the midseason tournament got underway this week.
Yes, and I knew this was going to be a tough back-to-back, you know, a Thursday night at Axtell, then a Friday night down in Ashton against Moore Hill, and against two really good teams. Kind of comparable games, I guess, except a little different. You know, a little bit higher scoring in the Axtell game, a little faster, much faster game. And a bright spot in that Axtell game was 9 turnovers for us against their pressure, which was very, very good. Then we go to Moore Hill Friday night and we turn the ball over 18 times. So a little bit different styles defensively. Didn't shoot the ball particularly well either night. Harper, you know, was frustrated the way she played. Her expectations, you know, for herself are off the chart, and I'll talk about her for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, against Axtell, she has 15 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Frustrated, mad at
her. That's below the bar for her, right?
against Moore Hill, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 8 steals, 3 assists. You know, and very frustrated. Like, she played a bad game. I mean, people would give anything, you know. When I was in high school, I would have taken those numbers any night of the week.
I averaged 10 points in high school my senior year, and I thought I was the king of the court.
There you go. And the thing that was frustrating, she was 1 for 7 from 3 in both of those games. Against Moore Hill, our team was 1 out of 17 from the 3-point line. And Moore Hill, credit to their defense and the style they kind of forced us to play, the style that they wanted. Kind of that ugly low-scoring game, which they've kind of gotten into a grind of playing here recently. And, you know, and Axtell is just the opposite, really fast-paced. Had a chance to win both of those games, obviously. Nicole Judd came out of the Axtell game in the fourth quarter with sickness and then didn't play against Moore Hill. And, my gosh, we missed her, you know, all 4'11" of her. We just missed her like crazy because she's kind of the heart and soul of our team. Got her back last night. We'll talk about that in a minute. But two tough losses, but to two good teams. And, you know, as long as we're getting better, then that's important.
So you guys open up the Thunder Classic Tuesday night or Tuesday mid-afternoon-ish. 58-49, a winner against Marysville. So you bounce back from those two losses late last week. You know, we talked a little bit after the game, you know, you had a little bit of a lead. Marysville kind of made it interesting down the stretch, but ultimately you guys pull away a little bit and get that win by 9 points in the fourth quarter. So good bounce back, moving on in the Thunder Classic. What'd you take away from the Marysville game?
A terrific win. We came out and led for most of that game. I had a 6-point lead at half. I looked up the scoreboard once in the second half. This is, I think, was the biggest spread I got. We were up 49-32. And against a really good team, and, you know, just looking at some of their scores, you know, some of the close games they've had with some great teams. But, man, they didn't quit. They cut the lead to 4 with 2 minutes to go, and, man, we had to come up with a play, and we did. A screen and roll. Harper hit Allison Grable for an and one, and that's kind of sealed the game. But we played a really good game defensively and offensively. But here was the key. Marysville was able to hit 9 3-pointers against our zone. So we were trying to kind of protect against their big girl on the inside. They had a Roche girl averaging 15 and 10. And she ended up with 12, but we did a good job on her. But their guards hit 9 threes. One girl hit 5. So they really stuck it to us there a little bit. But offensively, we were so good. Harper bounces back with 31 last night. And we get 8 points from Haley Williams, who also had 7 against Axtell. We get 6 from Groff. We get 5 from Nicole Judd. We get 5 from Allison Grable and a 3-pointer from Kyler Ludke off the bench. So some, you know, the 31 stands out, but there we go, 8, 6, 5, 5, 3, and we hit 7 threes ourselves. So a great bounce back win for us. That was a, you know, a kind of a coin flip game, I thought, and we played really well offensively And it's just nice to advance into the winner's bracket side of that tournament with some, you know, played a 3A team last night. We're going to play a 4A team. We're going to play another 3 or 4A team on Saturday. So
yeah,
a big challenge for us, but we're excited to be in the winner's bracket side.
Yeah, 3:15 tomorrow. We'll have it on KNZA, the first of four straight games, the semifinals at the Thunder Classic. So your prize for the Marysville win, number 7 in Class 4A in Rock Creek. Not sure if you had a chance to see them at all yesterday. They beat Holton by 40-plus. But, again, top-tier team in the 4A class. What can you tell us about your opponent tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I did watch them yesterday. I almost wish I wouldn't have. I couldn't sleep last night. They are very, very good, solid. I mean, just 1-8 or however many girls they're running in. I don't know if they have a, you know, I haven't seen their stats as far as averages and stuff, but I don't know if they have, like, superstars that with a big point score, but it's just solid, like 1-8, and, man, they rotate them in. Really long, really, really athletic, team, play some zone, play some man. I don't know what they'll do against us. I wish I did. So, cause we have tonight's practice to prepare for this thing, but a big challenge. I think the girls know that the girls actually showed me that they were ranked, 7 and 4A before I even knew it last night after the game. So, yeah, kind of a fun game. I kind of like these games, you know, kind of nothing to lose. Probably not a lot of people expecting us to beat that team, but if we believe it within ourselves, we don't care who else thinks we can do it. You know, it's a game of basketball, and I feel like we have the best player on the floor every night, so we always have a chance. So you never know if the ball's going in the hole for us. Hopefully we can make it a competitive game, but we're certainly going to have to play the best game we've played all year to keep this thing close.
Great stuff as always. That's Derek Jasper, Troy girls basketball coach. Again, the Thunder Classic tomorrow afternoon, the first of four quarter or semifinal games, I should say. 3:15 start time, Troy and Rock Creek. And then the other semifinal in that bracket is Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, public service announcement. I know a lot of people aren't playing on Friday this week, but make sure you turn into the scoreboard show with Jake and Boz. You got to watch the stream. Jake Spaulding is going to attempt to do 20 push-ups because of a little wager that he lost to Boz. So everybody tune into that, and we'll see you tomorrow, Brandon.
I'll see if he can do 10. Thanks, Coach.
All right, we'll see you.